You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Those looking for healthy food at a breakfast business meeting can sometimes find it a challenge to pick food that won't load on the calories and fat. That wasn't the case this morning in St. Lucie County.
Healthy refreshments have been provided for you.
Health officials took part in the kickoff of the Healthy Weight Florida campaign by offering lots of fruit and water to those in attendance. That included Florida Surgeon General and Secretary of the Florida Department of Health, John Armstrong.
Right now, two-thirds of Florida's adults are either overweight or obese, and by 2030, two-thirds of Florida adults will be obese. But what scares me more is that babies born today, 6 out of 10 will be obese before graduating from high school.
Those numbers, according to Armstrong, sent a strong message that a new approach is needed.
Think about our messaging for a moment. I know in clinical care, when somebody presented with weight challenge, we basically said this: you're fat, eat less, and exercise more. And we tripled the obesity rate with that strategy. So I'm one who suggests that's a flawed message.
So one of the new messages is called 95210, and Armstrong says that's not a new television show or a fancy zip code.
So that is an initiative that's here in St. Lucie County. It emphasizes with the 9 the importance of enough sleep at night. 9 hours for kids, it's 7 to 9 for adults. 5 of Florida fresh fruits and vegetables, 5 servings a day. 2 hours at most sitting in front of the TV set. Do you realize that most adults spend 4.5 hours watching TV every day? 4.5 hours. 1 hour of physical activity. I want to emphasize the activity part. It's not exercise per se. It's being in motion. Walking is an activity. And then 0 relates to no sugary beverages and no tobacco.
Although Armstrong says he realizes people likely won't hit that goal every day, and they don't have to. Simply swapping out your soda, even a diet soda, for water once or twice a day is helpful, and the consequences of not doing so can be scary.
Now, we recognize what Weight Challenge does. It shortens life. It threatens the livelihoods of Florida's families, and it takes away our fiscal solvency. You see, just to manage 4 chronic conditions from obesity alone, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis, just those 4 conditions, over the next 17 years, $34 billion.
Armstrong notes that number is half our state's current budget. You can find out more about Healthiest Weight Florida online. We'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.